I might craft from Wilson, North Carolina. And do I need to tell who you are or the relationship?
I'll introduce myself.
You do all that. And what else do you need from me?
Just a little bit about growing up, your parents.
My parents were Liv and Joe Craft. We lived in a little small town in Stantonburg, maybe 1,000 people at the max. We had a great family life. I had a sister named Patty Craft, and she was 2 years younger than me, and she's still one of my best friends to date. And in my eyes, the perfect family growing up. So, there was a lot of love that went around, and we had awesome parents. And me and my sister are probably as close today as any brother and sister could possibly be.
That's great. So I'm Noah Craft. This is Ross Hennett. Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
Yeah, actually, I'm more of a... I'm all about relationships, and I had a younger doctor, actually, one of my equal, that was, his name was Michael Sunderman. Is that okay to use names?
Yes.
He actually was, he got to be one of my better friends because we did, we had a lot of the same interests. He loved golf and sports as I did, and we played a lot of golf together, as well as he loved to fish, and we played actually on the same softball team, church league softball team. But he was also instrumental in finding, he was like our family doctor in Stantonburg, and he found colon cancer in my dad, when he was first diagnosed. So he was there too, and his dad eventually died a couple of years later after they found it. But he was very good to the family. It was very... having him there was just consoling because he was, he was like part of the family, really, because he was a small town in Stantonburg. And so I remember that probably as much as anything. And there were other doctors. Dr. E.T. Bedingfield was the main doctor, the family doctor that grew up in Stantonburg. So that everybody was loved and respected. But as far as the one that I related to more, it would be the one I just discussed, the Dr. Sunderman.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your home?
I remember that when my dad was a barber, and he went through a phase of life where he had anxiety attacks. And Dr. Bedingfield, who was like I said, he was the icon in Stantonburg, he came to our house that particular night because Dad was having an anxiety attack for whatever reason. I think it just phased something put on him. He was a barber for like 52 years there in Stantonburg. So, he knew everybody, but that was just a phase he was going through in life. And then as far as to answer your question, that's the only time I can ever remember a doctor coming to our house.
Do you mind me asking what he did to help with his anxiety attacks?
I calmed him down. I think one of my main things as far as health care is concerned, the doctor, is the relationship that you can build with your doctor. Because they're so, they run them in and run them out so much, and there's just so many people that are sick. I think that having a relationship with a doctor, forms a bond that is, it can't help. Help in regards to your healthcare needs and being able to open up to each other. So I think the relationship with your daughters is one of the top traits. I hope that answered the question that you asked. I'll get wandering off sometimes.
So country doctors, they were often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationship they had with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Yes, it is. That's what I was just addressing. I think the doctor-patient relationship is probably the most important aspect of that. Simply because if you don't have a good relationship with somebody, it's hard to communicate with them. So being able to have that... the relationship of trust based on, the the bond that you build and the trust you have in your doctor, and them acting as an equal really, I think, weighs into that as much as anything.
How does the relationship rank with other attributes such as the doctor's technical skill, availability, or reputation?
Those are important factors, but I still think that relationship, you've got to start with that. I think if you don't have that, it makes everything else too complicated. And there's a lot of that because there's just so many patients. But I think if somehow or another, if you want to know the most important thing, you know, as far as I'm concerned and what I've learned in my 74 years of life, it's building relationships in pretty much any situation on a professional basis helps with, you know, with especially in healthcare with your treatment because of the trust that you have in if you have a good relationship.
And what attributes do you look for from your healthcare team?
Communicating. I think that there's just, I know that when I had my surgery this past year, your mom and dad, Noah, who's both nurses, them having a knowledge of healthcare helped me tremendously because doctors speak so much above our heads as patients sometimes that we don't understand what they're talking about. And having a team there, whether it's your kids I think that would help out in healthcare as much as anything, is being able to do whatever is possible to help the doctor-patient relationship communicate with each other is extremely important, and I think there's a lack thereof in that area.
Is compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Absolutely. I think that compassion for me, I'm one of these people that, you know, like to get to know people, and I feel, you know, comfortable around people that are compassionate. And absolutely, I'd say that that plays an important role.
Mm-hmm. So some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yes, to some degree you see that. I think that I think that the problem basically in what you're addressing is that there's just so many patients, people that are sick, and it's just hard to build a bond with patients because they're just so, you know, they're so enthralled in the patient, and I think it just helps patients in so many other ways, as far as feeling comfortable with their diagnosis and their treatment. But I still say that relationship is the most important aspect of as far as what helps in regards to healthcare and the doctor-patient relationship. It is definitely, you know, getting to know them and building the trust in your doctor is as much as anything.
And do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or available treatments?
Yes, absolutely. When you say it's just what now, diagnosis?
Or? Yeah, like is them being an educator, like, is that helpful to learn about your diagnosis?
Yeah, I think that if they can communicate, you know, I think if they can be. Sorry about that.
You're good.
I think that being a, having knowledge obviously is important. But remind me what the question was again. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or available treatments?
I think, knowledge obviously is always important in any, you know, aspect of a relationship. But yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, sure. So you grew up in Stanton Spurious, rural area.
Yeah.
Like a lot of farming's going on there. There's a lot of cattle there as well.
Yeah.
With these local doctors, you'd say, was their main job being a doctor, or would they have other, like, businesses that they would also have?
It probably was that way. Sorry, guys. I thought I'd cut this thing off. I'm sorry. Tell me again. Ask me the question.
So, like, what the doctors that were, like, in your area, was that the only thing they did? Or did they have any other businesses?
Yeah, most of them back then. Yeah. Like I said, it's been quite a few years ago. They were, that was certainly, most of the time, being a doctor is a full-time job, and there was very, very few at other jobs.
As technology has advanced, have you become more trustworthy in healthcare, or have you lost trust?
I think that they make an effort. I think that, in regards to relationship with doctor-patient, it's just, like I said, there's just so many sick folks, and I think there's just not enough doctors to take care of all of them. And you'd think with the advances in medicine that wouldn't be the case, but I guess it's just the populations just keep growing faster and faster. So I guess that's just one of those factors that they have to figure out as they go along.
Do you remember a particular treatment or a remedy that they used back in the day that isn't used anymore?
I'm sure there's some. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I can't really relate to that as such. But I'm sure they are. Nothing don't pop in my mind. Let's just say.
There's actually a display case with leeches in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Did they still use leeches when you were a kid?
Not that I know of. No, I was never exposed. I've heard of that, but I do. That's interesting.
So, I have got a more serious question. A lot of things going on today, especially with our political system, they're moving towards like a public works Medicaid or something like that. Me personally, I'm more like I enjoy going to like a private doctor. I don't know if you're familiar with Trent Wester, but that's
what I got to.
You answer my question if you prefer a private doctor over a public doctor.
He's actually, do you go to Trent?
Brian and
Gavin, I'll go to him. He's one of these that gets you in, gets you out, a nice guy, and just, which I like. I think most everybody likes it. I think primarily doctors depend on blood tests as much as anything as far as treating the patients now. But at the same time, he's a congenial, nice person. He's kind of laid back, very
trustworthy.
Very trustworthy, and that's what I found to be him. I'm familiar with him when he came to Wilkes, and I worked in healthcare as far as a salesperson was concerned, and was good friends with one of the personnel at Wilkes Medical. So. I knew Trent and his wife as well. So.
What's the biggest difference that you see between these private doctors and public doctors that are run by the government?
I've not been as exposed to those, the government-run doctors as I have the private doctors, so I don't know that I even know how to comment, because mm-hmm. I've never been treated by...
Our consensus from the last interview we had is certainly there's not really a relationship that's built, and you're seen as more like of an object that's going to give them money, is what our consensus from the last one. Well, obviously every doctor's in their position to make money, but and a relationship's important. So
relationships are definitely, that's like I said from day one. You got to start with that. If you building relationships, but then you have to build trust, doctor-patient, just like any other relationship. You won't be able to trust you. But if you go and you lie to your doctor and find out about it, he's not going to trust you as much. So you need to be open and honest. And it goes both ways. The doctor needs to be honest with the patient as well.
That's all I got. If you got anything else?
I'm good.
We appreciate you coming
out. Sure.
Thank you.
Y'all were great. Have a good time.